is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, right now, as we speak, the activists here in the Keene area are preparing to head up and do a candlelight vigil. It has been a long time since the activists have done a vigil up this way, and it's because one of their own, one of our own, is sitting in a jail cell right now with a $5,000 bail, all for having the courage to stand up for a woman who was being kidnapped by men in uniforms.
Well, that was $1,000 of it, if I understand correctly. The other $4,000 was, if you're happy and you know it, shake your chains.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This Rich Paul activist here, apparently a $1,000 bond was what he was going to get, and I believe he's out on bond in several locations at this point for all kinds of activism.
I was kind of surprised he was actually going to be given a bond.
Right, I was too. So, but then basically he was given a $1,000 bond, and then he's, you know, the judge asked him sort of how he felt about that, and he said, yeah, "If you're happy and you know it, shake your chain."
Funny.
It
okay?
was hilarious, but that judge doesn't have a very good sense of humor.
Well, that judge
he asked his opinion.
Right.
I mean, come on.
The wrong opinion. $5,000. So, and then he threatened him with contempt, by the way, right after that.
Yes. So, you know, if we're talking about the vigils here, since you brought it up.
Well, we will, but I just wanted to say that's okay. What's happening. We're probably going to get an update. It hasn't started yet. Marv from Liberty on Tour, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, has just left the Free Talk Live studios, and we'll be heading up that way here shortly to cart a whole bunch of people out in front of that very same robed man's house. And hold a nice little candlelight vigil. So we'll let you know if anything transpires as the night goes on. But I want to get to the rest of this story here real quick, and we'll get to your phone calls. The story is from Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, where outside of the Dragonfly Club, a young man who was all of 5'6" tall and 130 pounds was beaten by the police, jumped on, piled on by multiple 200-pound cops, tased twice. He was pepper-sprayed while he was on the ground with the police over him. They picked him up and dragged him to the paddy wagon. He was punched in the back. They threw him to the ground. They hit his face on the ground when they threw him to the ground. People who were around with video cameras saw multiple punches being leveled by the police, and I could imagine that while you're being beaten like this, it's probably hard to count the amount of blows that you receive. So just a little bit more info here. Alexis Beard, who was out with friends, and by the way, I think the most interesting part about this story, because, well, I mean, you hear stories about people getting beaten by the police all the time. That's not unusual these days. But what's interesting is the police are apparently covering it up entirely. I mean, normally they'll admit to being somewhere, but they'll come up with a story as to, you know, what our side of the story is, what this thug really did to us. And, you know, and then, of course, the investigation finds out that everything the police did was just fine and by the book, etc. But in this case, the police are denying ever having an incident. They are denying that their officers were ever there. There's no evidence of this man being arraigned. But yet he was dragged to the paddy wagon. So what's the rest of the story? How did they take him to the paddy wagon? And he ends up actually saying they booked him, or at least he thought so. Alexis Beard, who was out with friends, said she witnessed the scene as she stood outside a pizza place nearby. She said when the bars let out, two cops started pepper spraying into the crowd. She said then more cops came. People in the crowd were gasping for air. Some were choking.
I wonder what it's... you know, if I decide to walk up to a police officer, this sounds like a really bad idea, kids. Kids, don't do this. To walk up to a police officer and pepper spray him in the face, and what am I going to get? Aggravated assault with the potential of up to 10 years in prison? Does that sound right to you? So the idea that these police officers can just, you know, randomly spray pepper spray out into the crowd, it's ridiculous.
Well, they were rowdy.
Who was rowdy?
Two people that were fighting, and it could have gotten out of control.
So you sprayed the whole crowd?
Yeah,
why not call in the C-17 and drop a big pepper spray bomb on them all?
She says that more cops came. They were people were choking. Some couldn't breathe, and their eyes were burning. They sprayed,
that's what this pepper spray does.
They sprayed mace like you spray air freshener. Barnes walked into the cop because his this is the victim walked into the cop because his eyes were closed. She said so. She is confirming his story.
I've sprayed myself with pepper spray before. I know what this is like. You absolutely can't open your eye. You're completely incapacitated.
And he wasn't hit directly. He was just one of the multitudes of victims that had it enough to where he was unable to function. When he asked a cop questions, the cop told him to go away. He stood still with his eyes closed, she said. She saw one officer push Barnes and another drag him. The cops swung him around and threw him to the ground face down. A bunch of cops piled on him. I saw a cop beat him with his baton. He wasn't resisting, but they tasered him. I saw his body shake. As dozens of people recorded the scene on cell phones, Beard said she heard one officer yell, "I better not see this on the internet!"
Or what?
Or I'm going to get even more mad! Right? Like, how's he going to know who put it on the internet? How's he going to track him down?
I am going to be upset with all of you people!
They'll say whatever they can.
I'll be a little more glad that I sprayed pepper spray like it was air freshener all over it. You people got teary eyes and coughed.
Yeah, they'll just say whatever they can think up to intimidate you, to get you to go along with what they want you to do. And thank goodness people did record this and did put it up on YouTube.
Absolutely.
And are soon to be charged with felony wiretapping.
Right, if they can be caught.
It could be. This is the only way to combat this kind of behavior from police.
Is to have video cameras.
Yes.
Right, because fighting is not good.
And the respectables will say, essentially, look, if you weren't out at the club, you know that drinking late at night is bad. You're bad young people for drinking late at night. The respectables would say that that's fine, because, you know, that they go to sleep early.
So Barnes, the victim, he spent 45 minutes in a police wagon, during which time no one checked on him and he wasn't given any medical attention. He said he was taken to the police station, fingerprinted, and photographed. Kim Holloway of Harrisburg, a bartender at Egypt, and Barnes' cousin, said she took him to Harrisburg Hospital after he was released. She said Justin is mellow and doesn't fight. He wasn't drinking. He was working. Again, he's a concert promoter. He's handing out flyers.
He's not out trying to kick his customers in the shin.
She showed pictures she had taken of Barnes with bruises and swelling on both sides of his face, a swollen left eye, bruised left knee, and a white shirt nearly ripped in half. Barnes said he was treated at the hospital and released, and by Sunday night he had a headache, neck pain, and back pain. He hopes to be able to speak about the incident today. The incident happened on a typical Saturday night, according to the owner of a different cantina on a nearby street. Justin Barnes is a good guy, he said. He was just handing out flyers in front of the Dragonfly. So they booked him, he believed that he was booked. I mean, he was fingerprinted, he was photographed. It sounds to me like the police basically tried to make it seem like they were doing something to this guy as far as, like, the legal process is concerned. Obviously, they did something by beating the hell out of him, but then they went through the process of pretending,
like... You
can't
just beat the hell out of somebody you don't arrest, right? That's the idea.
And then they went through the process of pretending like they arrested him, because there's no evidence they actually arrested this man, as far as the legal system is concerned. There is no incident report. There's no arraignment. There's nothing. There's no evidence that this guy was actually... It sounds to me like they beat him, threw him in the back of a paddy wagon, took him down to the police station, fingerprinted him, took his photos, and turned him loose.
That's what it sounds like. They could always use your photo and fingerprints. That's always useful.
Right, right. Let's book this. Let's pretend like we're booking him and we won't just fill out any paperwork, and then no one will be able to question that we were actually there beating the heck out of him.
Well, it sounds like the guy should get in touch with his state's Civil Liberties Union.
It's always a good idea.
See if they can't find that information, which I imagine the fingerprints and the picture are probably missing by now.
It's a good question. Who knows what's really going on here, but yet another example of police brutality. We continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Neil, Curtis, and Mark. How are you guys
There's
doing?
There's no Neil here, but Ian and Mark and Curtis.
I'm sorry. Ian, sorry.
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know about something that happened a couple of days ago. I noticed this today. Have you guys ever heard of Jane Neal Shulman?
Yeah, I heard his name for the first time last week during this controversy that has kind of blown up between a science fiction author, L. Neal Smith. And I guess he's one of the other so-called libertarian sci-fi authors that is very in favor of intellectual property, this Shulman.
Yep.
Okay, so I know you've got more to tell, so hang on, Todd. More with Todd here in a moment. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Including our bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other listeners. In fact, there are over 500,000 posts. Lots to talk about there. You can find it all. Serious issues, fun stuff over at bbs.freetalklive.com. School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to real education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here, Ian Curtis and Mark in the studio taking your phone calls. Todd is with us in Michigan. Todd, you brought up a libertarian sci-fi author, J. Neil Shulman. Curtis apparently is familiar with this. Curtis was surprised. I'd never heard of the guy before, but I'm not really much of a fiction reader, and I can't even remember the last time I read fiction.
It's like one of two Agoras novels. It's like there's two of them out there, and you've read neither one.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't see any reason why I should read an Agoras novel.
You're in one of them.
Really?
You're a character in one of these novels, too, and you're like, I don't have time.
Yeah, really. I really wish I could make more time. I should make more time for reading. It's on my list of things to do, but I've got other things that are priority, I'm afraid. So anyway, Todd, what was why'd you bring this guy up?
Well, the reason I brought him up is, well, as you well know, L. Neil Smith's article came out on Libertarian Enterprise, which I used to write for several years back.
Yeah, it's about intellectual property, and really it's just a hit piece against anybody who's ever done file sharing or believes that ideas should be free, that thinks that copyright and patents are just government aggression against people.
I think hit piece is being too kind. It was just a rambling... It was ridiculous. I really was surprised a writer actually hit send and submit on that.
Honestly, I haven't
attached to it because it was so bad.
Yeah, I haven't honestly read the thing.
Piece.
So
I read the piece myself, and to be quite honest, it really wasn't a cogent piece defending IP. The problem was that he was rambling on about his disagreement, his vitriol over his little document, the Covenant of Unanimous Consent,
mm-hmm.
which the Shire Society took as the basis, the foundation for their declaration.
This is true.
The problem is that Jane Neal decided to jump in.
L. Neal.
L. Neal
Shulman. Okay, I'm sorry, I corrected you too early. Jane Neal jumped in.
A lot of Neals here, and I guess they're both buddies, right? So this other J. Neal jumped in to assist L. Neal.
Right, and basically, there's three paragraphs on his Facebook message, if you don't mind me reading them.
Go for it.
Basically, he says, "Lately we have witnessed the rise of a movement, a thuggish crusade wrapped in the tattered robes of academic respectability being in quotes, against intellectual property rights, dedicated to stripping creative individuals of whatever they create, to expropriate it for some imagined greater good, and to attack the creators viciously and defame them if they should be so gauche as to object to being stolen from. Their principal argument in quotes, seems to be now that almost everything is digitized and can be duplicated, manipulated, and transported by means of electronics, that this somehow removes the moral obligation of civilized beings to respect the rights of others and honor their propriety. It's fundamentally the same argument that victim disarmament advocates make when they claim, ignoring the principle involved, that the authors of the Second Amendment couldn't handle anticipate machine guns. Even more, it's like a rapist saying afterward, hey, if you were a virgin, at least that's taken care of now. And if you weren't, then you haven't really lost anything, have you? True, I benefited from your sexuality, but you still have it, don't you? And if you didn't want to get raped, you had no business going out in public and spraying pheromones all over.
Did he just
I'm the real victim here.
did he just compare himself or L. Neal Smith, these so-called libertarian sci-fi authors, to a rape victim?
Yeah, basically. They're basically calling us. He's basically calling us thieves. And
us meaning people who believe that ideas should be free and that
right.
You know, we borrow.
And he's likening us to socialists, rapists, and collectivists, basically what it boils down to in a nutshell.
Well, and they don't really have anything. They don't really have anything intellectual to say on this because all they can think about is how upset they are that someone would dare take one of their ideas and modify it. Really, that's what this is all about. It's about, as you pointed out, the Shire Society folks took. They used L. Neal Smith's Covenant to base their Shire Society Declaration on, and he was given credit for it. And despite all that, it's still upsetting to them because the ideas were changed, because his precious ideas were modified, and they believe that when they come up with an idea, that they have the right to protect that idea for all eternity from anybody else that might want to borrow the idea and use it for their own purposes.
It's like Ellen Neal basically saying, well, how dare you took my original document and improved upon it? You didn't come to me and ask me first.
Well, he doesn't believe it was improved upon. He believes it was, basically crapped upon.
Well, I think that there's a difference between an idea and a work of art. Like, you know, an idea is something that you have, and a work of art is something that you create.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's such thing as this idea of intellectual property. However, these guys take it to an end and aren't spending any kind of time in, thinking about it. Like, how does intellectual property work in this world? I can have a gold watch that was passed down from my grandfather to his grandfather, you know, from 200 years ago. However, does it make any sense that my grandfather wrote a song and then nobody in my family has had to work since then because that song was so popular? Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
Right, Mark, and it even goes a little bit further than that. For example, I'm a songwriter myself, and I've written a number of tunes over the years. And until fairly recently, I started using the Creative Commons license, which is an alternative to the copyright mechanism that so many artists and creators use.
I thought it was an augment to the copyright.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's very easy to sue somebody for, say, sampling a tiny bit of a song because, well, you didn't ask for permission or you just improved upon it. But you rarely hear somebody going after a lyricist for taking a phrase from another lyric from another song.
Mm.
It just rarely happens.
You get the fan fiction out there where people will take ideas, they'll take characters, they'll take situations, they'll take some scenes from popular movies like Star Wars, for instance, and they'll go out and they'll create their own
fan fiction to share.
No, right.
Often they don't get paid for it. And the next step down from that is, what about kids? When I was a kid, I used to run around with my friend with a trash can lid. I'd pretend to be Captain America. Stepped upon Marvel's...
You have crapped upon...
I've raped Marvel Comics. Yeah. I bent them over in an alley somewhere, and I took their sexuality. No, this is absolute nonsense.
Thanks, Todd, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You know what's interesting? If L. Neal Smith thought he had it bad with the Shire Society borrowing some of his ideas and turning them into the Shire Society Declaration, wait until he hears about what some of the people over at the Free Talk Live BBS had planned. These guys, like, L. Neal Smith is going to forget everything about the Shire Society as soon as he finds out about this.
To make friends over there, fellas.
I have nothing to do with this, but their proposal is that they're going to create a torrent with L. Neal Smith's books in audiobook versions. They're going to read his books into audiobooks and then create a torrent and put that online to share his books free to the entire world in audiobook format. I don't think he's going to be too happy about that. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com, or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam there, which allows you to watch and listen and chat, and you can get interactive with other listeners there because the chat room is built in to the very same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. If you want, you can pop them both out and have the chat and the cam separated, but either way, it works. Whatever works best for you, we've got a configuration for you, and it's all free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com and know this, that the Free Talk Live webcam is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. I went over there and I looked at this website, and they're not kidding. They really are up to 99% off of list price. You can go check out memorydealers.com yourself and see these great rates on optical transceivers. They also have great prices on and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches for you folks that aren't in the IT business.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your phone calls. Ladies first, Michelle Seven is with us from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to comment on Mark's comment about Ben Bernanke, but while I was on hold, I heard mention of the No School podcast, and it reminded me that recently here in New Hampshire, there's been a development of the Sire School, and that's pretty exciting, an alternative to a free market alternative to what is out there. And as part of
the Shire School?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
And people, and agorists are being kind of solicited to see if they have something that they can contribute to the education of the kids and so forth. And in line with that, Sam Dodson is apprenticing my youngest son, who's 14, in filmmaking and lighting and videography and everything, which is a pretty unique and spectacular education opportunity for a young man.
Wow, that's really neat. So basically, yeah. You're going to have people that are interested in providing assistance to homeschoolers and unschooled kids and get them all together and network them. Is that how it's going to work?
Exactly. And so that there isn't this, step by step, okay, so you go to school and you sit in the classroom and you receive a degree, and then you go to another school and you receive a degree and you walk out like a zombie after 16 years of supposed education and you have no skills and no interest in learning and you're just spoon-fed. This is actually active education on the part of the students. Be nice.
Fantastic. I think it sounds great. Mark, now you're raising a 2-year-old boy at this point. Do you feel like you might get involved in something like this?
Hey, I'm going to, as he gets older, I'm going to take a look at what's developed. And there are a lot of sort of people with families here that are developing all kinds of alternative education
and more
programs.
Are coming, too. Yeah. There's more families moving.
It's been our intention all along to homeschool Jack or whatever terminology is, teach Jack ourselves. And I think that he'll end up with a better education, quite honestly, as a result. But, I mean, by ourselves, I just sort of mean outside the public school system. So if other people have things to offer, I'm certain we'll be involved.
Great. Michelle, anything else you want to share?
So the original purpose of my call was to comment on the Ben Bernanke conference or whatever. And there's a quote on Bloomberg today. It says, "We will continue to carefully assess ongoing financial and economic developments, and we remain prepared to take further policy actions as needed to foster a return to full utilization of our nation's productive potential in a context of price stability." So I'm going to hang up, and although that statement is rich with opportunity to bash it from a free market perspective, if you guys could just focus in on the phrase, "our nation's productive potential." I'd like to hear what y'all have to say about that.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate the call.
So I guess my thought on it is that somehow the nation can't reach its productive potential without having to have a fiat currency that's controlled by essentially the wealthiest bankers in the world. I was listening to him talk about terms like liquidity and things like that in the marketplace, which essentially is, when they talk about liquidity, it is it's a euphemism for stealing people's money through printing more money, stealing people's value out of their money by printing more money, and it sort of made me sad. And when I was listening to Bernanke today, but it's just an incredible amount of hubris. We created this incredible problem that the bankers of America created this incredible, actually the world, but America is the marketplace of the world. And created this incredible problem, and now we're going to fix it for you so that we can be heroes. It's incredible, and people just don't see them as having created the problem, I guess. I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls. Eric is in British Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark.
Yes, excellent segue into the subject I want to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
Lay it on us.
Last we talked, we were talking about, you asked if, you were to loan Mark some money at usury, if that was inherently bad.
What? Define usury.
I would define usury as basically loaning money that can't be paid back.
Okay, so 1%, is that usury?
No. That's you didn't listen to it. Money that simply cannot be paid back.
Right, but as I recall from Eric's earlier calls, he doesn't believe that any loans at an interest rate can be paid back.
Well, if you take the interest as a form of wealth other than the currency that you are loaning, then it can be paid, but if you are requesting that the interest is paid in the currency that I'm loaning out, It literally can't be paid back.
Well, it can when you look at it individually. However, it cannot on the aggregate. And what you're
talking about in a fiat currency system, right?
In a world where the bankers of the world loan the Treasury Department, X number of dollars, and then they expect X plus Y back in interest. Obviously, Y can't be paid. However, I don't know that necessarily is the definition of usury, but we can use that as the terminology for usury.
That traditionally, that is actually the definition of it.
I don't know that that's true. Every time I've ever heard usury used, it just means using – it either means using interest or excessive interest.
It means the dictionary definition is excessive interest.
That's what the bankers would like.
The original definition was just charging interest, period.
That's what the bankers would like you to believe.
Okay. Where are you getting your information from then? Because I've got 39 years of experience in reading, fiction from all over the world, economics tomes from all over the world. I have no reference for what you're saying. I don't believe that to be the definition of usury. If you want to define that as usury, that's fine. We can work from there and have a conversation, in that form, but I just don't believe it's true.
So what were you getting to? So let's take your definition of usury, which is pretty much anything, any amount of interest in the same currency as what it is you make the loan in.
Yeah, it's something that literally can't be paid back.
Okay.
Why can't it be paid back? If I get a $1,000 loan.
Excellent question. If I
get a $1,000 loan from X and I take the $1,000 and I purchase some capital and I use that capital to create more wealth, How can I pay back the $1,000 plus interest? Is this the whole argument that there's a finite amount of money in the supply and then plus money owed is more than there's actually money?
Yeah, so therefore, even if you can pay it back in the aggregate, there are people who have to lose in order for you to be able to pay that back. It's basically my understanding of Eric's point is he's pounded it in again and again, pretty much the same point every single time you call.
Well, let me make another point. If you don't come up with a monetary policy, then you're basically going to be relegated to barter, okay?
I don't think you understand. I still don't think you understand, Eric, exactly what we on Free Talk Live believe about monetary policy. But I'll tell you what. We'll hold on to you. We'll talk about it here coming up in a moment because it deserves to be clarified. There's a lot of misinformation out there about this, and we'll come back in moments. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, buy your stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know you've got stuff you want to purchase, and you know that Amazon is the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of stuff in dozens of categories, and you get free Super Saver shipping when you buy brand new items, typically, and not all new items, but a whole lot of them. And they've even got used items, so if you need to save a few extra bucks, that's always a way you can go, too. So get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live benefits when you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. We're back with Eric calling from British Columbia. Now, Eric, you've called in with your refrain at this point about how it is that that usury is all loans that have interest, any interest that's in the same currency as the original loan. And I think that your point on that is a good point if you're talking about a fiat currency system, which, strangely enough, you have said in the past that you support. Now, to bring our listeners up to speed, fiat currency is what pretty much every country in the world has, where the government just prints out money pretty much from thin air, and they declare that it's worth something by fiat. They declare via legal tender
right.
laws.
There's nothing backing a dollar. It's yeah. just... You know, the government
it's accepted as taxes, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, in that kind of a situation where there's no real value behind the money, then it kind of makes sense what you're saying, that, well, there's only so much in circulation, and so in order to pay back a loan with interest, it has to come from somewhere else that's out there. That kind of – I get that, right? But you ended you ended the last segment by saying that we need to have this monetary policy, and you went on about what you thought it should be. But I think that there doesn't need to be any kind of policy. I think that the best policy is none whatsoever, and to allow the marketplace to decide what is and is not acceptable as a go-between, as a currency. It doesn't have to be this false choice that you gave. Either you have a monetary policy or it's barter. You can have.
Well, it is sort of that's sort of
yeah,
the
but
truth.
Barter makes it sound like you're trading chickens for coconuts, and and if you don't have the chickens, then you can't get the what you want. That kind of thing. Whereas the marketplace will come up with go-betweens, it will come up with mediums of exchange, and those mediums of exchange will compete, And because the mediums of exchange, like gold and silver-backed currencies, will have something valuable backing them, the additional wealth that is created in the economy will allow for more of that medium exchange to be created in relation to that additional wealth coming into the economy. So you don't have that problem where interest becomes this kind of unpayable situation. You would be able to pay back the interest because as you were doing good things with that money, you would be creating wealth, as Curtis pointed out, and that wealth comes. That wealth would be generated into to new funds into the system.
I hope you guys are getting a check from the bankers.
I do not understand how you think I could possibly be working for a banker.
You're the central planner, Eric.
Yeah,
you're
weren't
the one
you the guy that supports fiat currency, and you're accusing us to be
you just
beholden
read
to bankers?
A lot of things in the what I've said that you know, it's just like anyway.
Outline your ideal currency or monetary program.
You just wrote off 20 minutes.
Give me the rough outlines.
Yeah, give us the executive summary so Curtis knows what your plot is. Your fiat currency, Eric, what would it be? Because we know you support it.
It's not a fiat currency, okay?
What is it?
If you are in debt for a certain amount of currency that I have captured, like $1,000, you've borrowed $1,000 and you bought something from me for $1,000, you need to recapture that $1,000. That's not really a fiat currency.
Well, no, you're not answering our question. What would your currency be? What would your monetary system be based on? Describe the go-between. Describe the product that people would pass between one another in order to do business.
How would it be different from today?
It's just simply debt. There's no interest attached to it.
Well,
there's no usury attached to it.
You're not describing. You're talking about what you're.
Is this your idea?
It sounds like I'm talking crazy talk.
No, you're talking about what you want loans to be. We're asking you about the actual money that we're talking about here. Is it a federal bank that is printing out the money that you're using to give these no interest loans? Where does the money come from?
Well, who else would it be? Is
the marketplace? People in search of profit. People who would create
money. You're going to allow somebody to come in there and just start printing dollars.
Yes.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
You can print whatever you want.
I won't take it for payment.
Parker Brothers prints money too. People just don't accept it in exchange for goods and services except for the little cards for properties on Monopoly. So you can print whatever you want to print and you can call it money if that's what you want to
do.
Well,
I guarantee you
that
money,
will take it.
Yeah, and whoever's printing that currency, however much that's worth now, in 5 minutes, it's going to be worth half of that.
You don't understand
anything if you print it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm saying in the marketplace that this is the marketplace, not the government, not somebody who can hold a gun to your head and say, this is money, and if you don't accept it at money, we're going to shoot you or throw you in jail or do whatever. In the marketplace, people are going to exchange goods and services for what they want them to be. Now, likely it'll be precious metals.
And that money will be vetted.
And debit card transactions, that can work. But that's still...
What are you talking about?
Just like we could have digital silver by the gram, we can just as easily have warehouse receipts that are for an ounce of silver or whatnot.
So you're going to trust somebody to come into your world with a pound of gold and say, I'm only going to print pounds worth of notes.
It's called audits. It's called third-party independent audits.
This was a problem at the time of Christ. Surely that's true. But now we live in a digital age of video cameras and the internet. We can handle this tiny issue.
And I'm going to loan out those notes plus interest. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because the interest
is what you pay in order to get a loan given to you.
Right.
Otherwise, why do I give it to you if I'm just going to get back what I lent you?
Right. What's the
incentive?
Because
there's a racket. There's a racket.
You are not answering the questions.
The interest.
You are not answering the questions here. The question is, what is the incentive for me as somebody who's got some money to lend to actually lend it out?
You Money doesn't multiply itself. Okay?
You,
it doesn't
you are so dense.
Itself.
Thank you for the call. I'm sorry. I can't handle it anymore. We have explained it to you over and over again.
Sure.
And I
if
don't
you
know
buy,
how else to do
if,
it.
If you take 100 ounces of gold out as a loan, and there are only 100 ounces of gold in the world, then it is true that I can't pay back 110 ounces of gold with the 10 ounces being the interest. That much is what he's saying is true. However, there are all kinds of other stores of wealth in the world. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can pay it back with silver. Maybe I can pay it back with the sweat of my brow. Maybe I can pay it back with, you know, whatever. There's all kinds of ways that people can, you know, exchange goods and services.
Or maybe somebody will mine some more gold out and add that into, you know, the mix, so to speak. And so,
but the fact is, I'm not going to get all of the gold
no,
lent to me.
It's impossible. It's economically an impossibility. And so what we're talking to here is somebody who really just doesn't even understand the basic concepts that we're discussing. He doesn't understand how the marketplace could provide a currency or multiple currencies. That's even more bewildering to him. And I understand. I mean, I suppose it's a pretty difficult thing to kind of grasp if all you've ever been used to is having this one-size-fits-all currency shoved down your throat by the government people. But to call us utopian because we believe that
gatekeepers of the New World Order,
To call us utopian because we believe that the marketplace can handle providing a product or a service that is in demand. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Money is a service, a product that is in demand by people in the marketplace. The idea that the market would not be able to provide
it's
that
barter
is
already.
Ludicrous.
I mean, I'm bartering little green bills. And when the United States government mortgages its currency to the point that nobody can actually wants that crap anymore, then we're going to be taking Canadian bills in different colors or whatever it is that we're going to be doing.
Cool.
So, you know, these currencies now, it's just barter.
You know what's utopian is Eric. Eric's position is utopian, the idea that there will someday be this world where no one...
Centrally planned world.
Well, yeah, right, where Eric's in charge, and no one charges interest on a loan.
Well, they had that world at once. They called it the Dark Ages, okay? At one point, it was...
I don't think it was a lack of interest on loans.
No, so. It was. It absolutely was. It had to do with coffee and a lack of interest on loans. I'm not kidding you. This is what took Europe and shot it into the realm of actually doing business. The fact is that if I've got money, I've got no reason to lend it to somebody if I don't get any kind of there's risk.
Unless
lending.
They're like your best friend.
If I don't get paid for it, I'm not going to lend anything. So
yeah.
When you don't have lending, you don't have liquidity. When you don't have liquidity, you don't have business.
All right, there's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Mark, you did cash the check from the Bilderbergers today, right? More on the way here. Hour three on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.